Deion Barnes of Penn State, hey, you're just embarking now on the next 4 months. It's going to be a big 4 months in your lifetime. Senior Bowl week, what do you have to prove this week? What do you have to prove the next 4 months?
This week I had to prove that I'm a great pass rusher, maybe be able to get to the quarterback, and I can stop the run. In the future, in the next 4 weeks, I got to show that, you know, I'm going to be able to have the speed and the ability to get to the quarterback when I play.
This defense that you're playing in Mobile, obviously different than what you did in Happy Valley, all that stuff. What might it accentuate? What might you be able to show off at the Senior Bowl?
Get after the passer. I think this defense definitely – it's like other defenses, it's like just like different forms of it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely going to allow me to show my ability to get to the passer.
Everyone knows the story of Penn State over the last 4 years. You've played for three different coaches now, three different defenses. How has that maybe helped you?
It helps me because I know a lot of defenses now, you know. I know the concepts. I actually know some of the back half of the field, so it helped me out a lot that, you know, studying the game and studying different defenses, you know, different coaches and what they're thinking.
And the three coaches you played under, you got to be a smart guy, but when you're making, you know, these changes, that shows a lot about what you're able to do, mental aspect, all that stuff, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Being able to deal with different personalities, different rules and things like that, and sticking through it is definitely something that not too many people can do.
Tell me about the personality of your former head coach, Bill O'Brien.
He's a cool guy, man. We loved him there. He was a business-like coach, you know, get it done, as he does with the Texans. We loved him. He was the type of coach, you know, we all rallied behind. We wanted to win for him, for sure.
And he was a guy who definitely challenged you, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Every day was a challenge, you know. He always talked about us getting to the next level, you know, playing to the next level. Take nothing but perfect, you know. It's still with us, you know. We still talked about what he taught us and things like that every day.
He always preaches the value of team. He's always quick to take blame and to pass praise on others. So he'd want to make sure that, you know, we talk about some of his assistant coaches and his strength coach, mm-hmm. who you're very familiar with.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Iron Lion and how he made you better.
Coach Fitz, I love that guy, man. He's definitely a guy that's going to get you motivated when you come in that weight room. If you can ask me yourself, you know, I was a guy that worked hard. I was always trying to get better, coming and asking him questions and things like that. He was always there, you know. As they was leaving, he was calling me like, man, you just could just go to work, you know, do what you've been doing. And I appreciate everything you've done for me.
I know you're always focused on getting better and helping the Nittany Lions get better. But did you have one eye on Sundays when you could and check out what the Texans were doing?
Yeah. We was all, if we could, we'd watch the game because we practice on Sundays with Franklin. So when we could, we'll watch the games. I think they went 9-7 or 10-6 this year. We would always watch J.J. Watt, what he was doing. It's terrific what he could do. But, yeah, we would watch it, and the offensive players would just be talking about what plays was going on. They could just call out the plays before because they did all the things that OB was coaching.